I know you don't, because you're busy with regret about the last one. This is something declared in the name of Prophet. It's not Muhammad, he's no prophet. Rumi will do this. There's a prophet said this, and there are times that there is no relevant link between this and any saying of Muhammad or anyone. Here he's talking in general that, remember, this opportunity is coming every single moment. His blessing is coming every single moment. But mainly, you are busy with the past. You are too busy with the past. Why are you too busy with the past? Because it's even a stranger when you do it. When I do it, okay, I have the past and I'm an old man, but you, young fellow, but you're busy with the past. Why? Because the past is the thing that this knows. The future, this knows. You're hanging on intelligence because intelligence counts on memory. You use your memory to bring the past alive, right? Sometimes you misuse it. You will lose that moment because every single moment has some magical stuff in it. Some magical stuff that Rumi said, in every single moment there is this magic that will bring back the dead to life. This little magic, if it falls in the earth will be like sun. He started to exaggerate about this stuff that every single moment has a magic in it. That breath we are talking about is not something that once upon a time happened somewhere. It's happening every single moment. Suddenly he realized that, oh, how am I going to go on with this? He said, oh, I'm sorry. Go and read that and that and that. And last night, it was different. Now, it's a little bit harder because you know a little bit. And that little bit you know is stopping you to look for something else. That little bit that you know, the memories you go back on, huh? The prejudgment you developed. All the things that you do suddenly will reduce this moment, which is the only magical moment, as another knot in a thread. As if it was before yesterday, then yesterday, then today. It's not like that. You cannot mix before yesterday with now. You cannot mix this moment with anything because this moment is the present, the gift you receive. And the magic is in this moment. We're talking about this moment because this is the moment that you could change. You could choose to lean towards good or bad. This is the moment that you are really alive. Tomorrow you don't know, and yesterday you're at the magic. Why this is happening? Why I'm saying that everybody, all of you are like this? Naturally it comes like that, because your animal part is thinking about the bite, the food. This one wants to be fed, and one bite for this will block the way of you becoming a hakim. You forget about all the hikmah and these non-physical, non-intangible stuff. This animal looks for that bite, and for a bite, yes, luqman could be lost. Because this bite, I said, looks small, little to you, right? But this is like those, I you call vasvasi? Temptation. The temptation of the bite is permanent. You have this bite in your mouth top half an hour. Is it more than that? When you feed. For half an hour you're biting and eating and stuff. The rest of the time, temptation of the food is leading you, leading the animal. So that temptation happened to change you to eat the thorn, because temptation in Persian is khar khar, and thorn is khar. It will say you forgot the rose, you're hanging on the thorn because of the temptation to be fed, to live the animal life. And the problem is, you don't see it like this. That thorn looks a date to you. And you think that you had a beautiful, nice, sweet date. That's the thorn. Then he arrives to this verse that I think it would be very beneficial if you remember it always, because this is one of the simplest and the beautiful way describing you. You remember that Rumi started the problem with duality. Remember? He said there is a duality in this universe. You should understand it. Because when there is an up, there is a down. There is no one direction. Existence brings non-existence. Do you remember the first duality he presented to you, Jenna? No. Do not go to your memories. Think like a teacher. Try to say, okay, what's the first duality that I have to bring in?
Well,
it's
the coming into being.
It's rule and exception. Because you want to talk about rules, and look at this book, that every time that he's talking about this rule, he will add a paragraph that the exception, don't forget that. The best place to trace it is the opening of book 2. He will say, there is a limitation to what he gives. That's a rule. Exception? No. There are some exceptions that he will give with no limitation at all. It's always like that. So, when it comes to you, we believe you exist, therefore you could be described by these double faces. Double faces of what? Of one coin, the same coin. We are not talking about the opposition, we are talking about the coexist. These two faces of one coin, remember that? He said, okay, you are like that. One part of you loves to eat the thorn. Means the camel. The camel eats the thorn normally. So, one part of you is the camel who is in love with the thorn. The other part of you is the messenger. Or the descendant of the messenger who is riding the camel. So you are a camel and rider of the camel. Sounds familiar? Where?
Jesus and the donkey.
Yeah? Jesus and the donkey. Exactly is the same. We have a picture, a lot of stories describing Jesus riding the donkey. And everyone thinks that we are referring historically, we are reporting the limousine that he was driving. Everything we're talking about, you to learn to be better. And that's the description of you. Here is a camel and the descendant of that prophet, which is described, Mustafa. Mustafa means?
The pure one? The
purified, the cleansed one. Yeah, pure cleansed. So you have a pure cleansed one and the camel. And the camel loves that thorn that we're talking about that could stop you. And this one needs that.